Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Coach Unplugged. I'm so happy you decided to join us. Before we get started today, I'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shoe machine in the market. I've said this multiple times. We own three of them. I want a fourth and a fifth. My AAD is listening to me, but they're so great. They work so well. They're so easy to set up. I think my record is 37 seconds or 32 seconds to set it up. But mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $450 off. Mention Coach Collins, they'll take really good care of you. And also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's a one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's everything you need from a nationally ranked, we won three state titles. I think we were just talking recently, we've won over 460 games in our program and lost 130 over the last 20 years. And I think we know the secret sauce to be successful, the roadmap, what it takes on and off the court. So go over and check it out and enjoy the podcast. Bye.
Welcome. Today I'm going to talk about 5, 6, 7 different ways to really improve your offense, improve your efficiency, improve the way that you can score, improve basically on the offensive end. I think those are all really, really important things as far as moving on. So I could tell you a great story. I'll tell you a great story that we're in the state. Gosh, it probably was 20 years ago. We're in the state semifinals, I think. I get a phone call to mom. She's all upset. Johnny, I'm making the kid's name up to protect the innocent. Johnny's not playing. Why is Johnny not playing? He didn't play in the quarterfinals on TV, blah, blah, blah. Mom had been to a game all year. She's calling me the morning of our shoot around for the state semifinals, all upset because she didn't see her son on TV. Well, he hadn't played all year. And he probably definitely wasn't not going to play in the quarterfinals of the state tournament. But so I deal with those kind of things on a day-to-day basis. I just can't believe that they do when they're not in the depth and they're not doing this 365 days. They're running businesses. And I'm a high school coach who started Teach Hoops because it was something that I wanted. So go over and check it out. And let's go start talking about our thing. So I think the first thing that can increase your offense is reduce your turnovers. And again, it depends on your pace of play. But, when you turn the ball over, you can't score. And we always talk to our players about it being a 6-point turnaround or an 8-point turnaround. It's 3 points. You can score 3 points. They can score. So it's a 6-point. But if you want to be efficient, you have to have more possessions. And when you're turning the ball over, you don't have more possessions. So I'm not a believer in screaming when a kid turns it over, and there is a scale of turnovers. There's what I refer to as good turnovers and bad turnovers. But if you want to increase your offense or your offense efficiency, you really have to take care of the ball. You have to not turn it over on a regular basis. So that would be one thing. Second thing is you have to be able to get the ball into what we refer to it as the alley, but in terms of the middle of the court, in terms of the paint area, you got to get the ball inside. Now, it used to be you had to get it into your big and your center and your post and all those kind of things to be able to score, but it can be off the dribble. It can be attacking. You have to get the ball inside. The reasoning behind that, if you want to increase your offensive efficiency, is because you're going to get fouled. You're going to get to the free throw line more. Your points per possession is going to go up because of that. And the same thing, you're going to get other people in foul trouble. You're going to make them adjust to you. So getting the ball inside, I think, is a really important thing if you want to increase your offensive efficiency. So next thing is you got to really work on how you're getting shots. And, you know, we've spent a lot of the last 18 months diving into the statistics behind that. But I think you really want to dive into how are you scoring? Can you score? You know, I'll say this a billion times. You're either on offense or your defense, you're transitioning to offense, you're transitioning to defense. So you have to work on how are you getting that? How is your system allowing, how is your offensive system allowing you to get good, open, hopefully uncontested shots? You know, is it in transition? Is it running a specific play? Is it, you know, how are you doing that? Will help your offense. Next thing is, and this is a harder one for a lot of coaches, is you got to play fast and you got to play in that 7 to 10 seconds or that 0 to 10 seconds. As soon as you on a defensive end, as soon as you get the ball, it's harder to run a set offense, it's harder to score against a set defense. It's a lot easier, and you're going to have to. I'm going to tell you right now, if you're going to put rings on your finger and you're going to put pictures on the wall and you're going to win championships, you're going to have to do that at some point in that run. However, it's easier to score before that set defense is there. When defenses are moving, when defenses are scrambling, when defenses are trying to find who they're supposed to guard, is the best time for you to be able to score. So the advantage is to the offense while the defense is transitioning back. So you have to figure a way to tackle that. You have to figure a way. So when you're going at a faster speed, it doesn't mean just taking horrible shots. It means how are you getting down the court? How are you scoring at a faster pace? I think that's an important thing. So, you know, the last thing that I would talk about is, you know, what kind of shots are you getting and how are you working on those shots in practice? I think that's an important thing. And there's been a lot of emphasis on this, but, you know, practicing the things that occur in the game, what kind of shots? So if you're playing at a faster pace, are you shooting open threes in transition? Are you driving and then having to kick from behind? You know, how are you getting to the free throw line? Are you working on free throws? You know, how are you getting opportunities to put points on the board? So I think that's something you really got to think about as far as your offensive efficiency. So let me go over these again real quick for the people that are listening. Reduce your turnovers is the first one. Play at a quick and a fast pace to make sure you can score. Look at the types of shots that you're getting. Inside, get the ball out. I forgot which one. Get the ball inside, whichever way you can do that. And then how are you working on specific things? Now, maybe you're a ball screen offense. Maybe you're a transition offense. Maybe you're a flex offense. Maybe you run the Princeton. How are you working on those specific skills to get better on a daily basis? So hopefully that helps you when you're kind of doing your deep dive into your offense and your offensive efficiency and how you can score and work on things that will help you on the offensive end. I hope this helped. Have a great day, everybody. Hey, everybody. Hope you enjoyed that. If you want to support us, you want to help us keep the lights on here at teachhoops.com, go over, join, 14-day free trial, and then
stop the car, subscribe, like, Apple 5-star review. That would be good. All right. Maybe. Have a good day. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.